Good day, I'm Evan Sirota with the Dio Shadow MEC Bochum and Settlements in Gauteng. Another Gauteng development has been derailed by construction mafias while Premier Lesufi and MEC Mayele sit on their hands. The Montrose megacity project in Randfontein worth 11 billion rand and aimed at providing homes for 174 deserving military veterans has been brought to a standstill by construction mafias disguising themselves as business forums while Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi and the Gauteng Department of Human Settlements Lebogang Mayele sit on their hands. This project, initiated by the Gauteng Department of Human Settlements in 2017, has been plagued with problems. Several units have been left unfinished, vandalised and illegally occupied. Furthermore, the houses are in terrible condition and lack basic amenities such as electricity and proper sanitation. The project was left incomplete due to fund depletion caused by business forums demanding work and a 30% stake in the project. The lack of prompt action from Lesufi Mayele to address the illegal activities of these mafias is disheartening, considering the negative effects they have on the housing project for Gauteng residents. The Democratic Alliance demands an immediate engagement of all stakeholders, including the government, law enforcement agencies, the construction sector and communities, to put an end to the illegal activities of construction mafias in Gauteng. These mafias are causing the people of Gauteng to suffer the most and pay the highest price, and which must be dealt with decisively. The incoming DA administration will put a stop to this lawlessness. We'll bring together all parties, including the government, law enforcement agencies, the construction industry and community, to develop a solution to put an end to the illicit operations for these building mafias. Only a DA-led government can resolve the situation. We're determined to rescue Gauteng people from a government that is incapable of safeguarding its development projects and thus compromising its citizens.